This is Joe Ville from the Revolutionary Communist Party. To those who voted for Obama, let's evaluate the reality. You had hoped that he was going to bring change. We said no, he would not stop the outrages of the system. We said that he would just provide cover for those outrages. We said that's why he had been chosen to be president. We said we can only get rid of these outrages through revolution, and that a big part of that revolution has to be standing up and fighting back against the outrages that they bring down right now, not hoping once again in some savior from on high. Now, 6 years later, we have to look at reality and what conclusions must be drawn. Maybe you saw the press conference that he did about the murder of Michael Brown last Thursday. Dude looked bored and annoyed, frankly. Here you got people, all kinds of people, rightfully outraged over the murder of Michael Brown and the tear gassing of the people who protested. People correctly infuriated. And Obama just tells everyone to be calm. Calm? Come the fuck on, man. A truly genocidal thing is going down and you're telling people to be calm. No. And Obama only even did that because the rebellion in Ferguson had exposed the system he runs and put them on the defensive. People all over the world saying, champions of human rights, my ass. Then he gets up there to scold the youth who rebel and single a different tactic for the police. Face it, all this pull up your pants, brothers keeper, we'll investigate, the Justice Department bullshit did nothing for Trayvon, did nothing for Jordan Davis, shot down by Tucker for playing loud music, did nothing for Eric Garner, strangled to death by New York pigs for selling loose cigarettes, and will do nothing for Michael Brown, shot down with his hands in the air and now assassinated a second time by slander. And it would do less than nothing for the millions of other black and Latino youth who have no future under this rotten capitalist system. Matter of fact, that's the whole point of Obama's thing. To make a phony show of concern to calm things down. While the whole genocidal program of mass incarceration and police murder and harassment of black and Latino youth just keeps steaming on. No. Hell no. Fuck that and fuck anybody else who wants to get up there and act like a fireman for that system and its commander in chief. Because that's what it is. A system. From the slavery and genocide that gave rise to this empire up to now. All it has ever produced is injustice. The forms may change, but it all comes down to deep-rooted, never has, never will, never can change injustice. Horrible attacks on people's lives and spirit, grinding on day after day in a thousand different ways, punctuated by the howling outrages like what happened to Michael Brown. So let's look at reality again. And let's draw the conclusions, and we must. How long are we going to let this keep going on? We need nothing less than revolution and a whole new system. And we need right now to draw inspiration from the people of Ferguson and all over who have stood up. We need to carry this further. And we need to take this into a month of resistance in October against this whole program of mass incarceration and police murder. A month of resistance involving thousands and thousands of different viewpoints all saying no. And right now, you need to check out and get with the RCP USA. We got the strategy. We got the program for a new society. We got the leadership in our party and in our leader, Bob Avakian, who's brought forward a new understanding of communism. Listen to his statement to the youth on New Year's and see what we mean. To you who voted for Obama, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. Let's get sane.